Dr. Roman, can Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Silva, SILVA, first name Irene, IRENE, date of birth October 16, 1932, date of evaluation December 9, 2024, the chief complaint 92-year-old female with history of fall dating to September 9th, period. Patient had been unable to ambulate since the fall, period. She noted that the right leg simply shakes, period. She was seen at San Leandro Hospital, period. The CT apparently revealed no acute findings. She apparently was found to have chronic microvascular disease, period. Patient was felt to require cardiovascular evaluation, period. She has had no chest pain, autopnea, or TND. Past medical history, aortic stenosis. Next number 7 is post-fall. The past surgical history, status post aortic valve replacement and replacement of the ascending aorta. Allergies, no known drug allergies. The family history, it is actually the son who had aortic valve replacement with ascending aortic graft. Social history, there is no history of smoking or alcohol use. Review of system, she reports recent weight loss. She has pain involving the right ankle. Eyes, she has impaired vision. Nose, she has sneezing and sinus problems. Respiratory, she has had cough. Psychiatric, nervousness. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 155/71, pulse 62, height 60 inches, respiratory rate 16, weight 98 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The examination otherwise is unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 62 beats per minute. There is an old anterior myocardial infarction. Left anterior fascicular block is noted. T-wave abnormality present. The impression, 92-year-old female with history of fall, period. She has difficulty ambulating, period. She apparently had been found to have microvascular cerebral disease, period. Patient now referred for follow-up evaluation. She is noted to be mildly hypertensive, period. She may require additional increase in blood pressure medication. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Irene Silva.